There are times when you can't really be with your students for a number of reasons. Students are ill in hospital for a protracted period of time, and they're immobile rather than being unwell. Maybe they're at home with the same problem, maybe in the same circumstances, broken your leg while you're out cycling perhaps, and you're okay, you're not ill, but you can't get to school. One of those circumstances, one possible tool that might help you out is Scribbler. That Scribbler with a L-A-R on the end. What Scribbler does is provide you with an online workspace. It's a bit like Interact Whiteboard, but online. So it includes features like being able to draw, you know, a drawing tool. You also get, as you might hope, a text tool. So typing in text, you can upload images, and importantly, because collaborative workspace where a number of you work together, there is an audio feature available. So a microphone, and you can speak within the session, and you can allow who want to be able to speak. There's also a text chat window, so that can be useful for users to post questions or make observations while someone's talking. So it's a little bit like a back channel, I suppose. When you create your account, although there is a pro version where you get more features, you're not limited to the users, the number of sessions. You start off by creating what's called a room, and that provides you with the tools that we've just mentioned. You can choose how visible the room is, so whether it's a public room, or which you may not want, or a private room where you just share a specific URL with students, so that they're the only ones who are likely to get in. They don't count, it's just a matter of giving themselves a name as they log in. That's just so you can track who's saying what and in the chat and any actions that they undertake. You can decide the level of access that people coming in can have. You might not want them to be able to edit, and you might want to keep that facility for yourself. But on the other hand, that might be exactly what you want them to be able to do. You can set those within the settings. Other kinds of tools that you've got, you can, if you have a lesson, there's a very useful equation editor if you're familiar with LaTeX, and there's even a Wolfram Alpha search engine direct from within the facility. So you can bring in images and you can make images available for download. So there's quite a lot of options. It's going to replace a real face-to-face session, but it's ideal for those kind of sessions where you just can't get face-to-face. You've got more than an adequate amount of working space, and if the students need to be able to save it when they've finished, they can download it as a PNG file.